Amazing Blue Nation, it's Tom Brady. I co-founded Autograph with one mission in mind: change the fan experience for the better. That's why I'm excited to announce the release of a new app that recognizes the biggest Michigan fans. The Autograph Fandom app gives you access to the best Michigan content, fan challenges, and exclusive rewards for diehard Wolverines, all for doing the things you already do, like listening to this podcast. Head over to the Apple App Store and search for Autograph Rewarding Fans and download today.
Hey, just like my good buddy Tom Brady just said, download the app Autograph Rewarding Fans. Use my code MFRANT and start getting rewarded today. All right, go Blue. Hey, hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. This is a quick hitter, of course. Totally off season, but there's been a lot of stuff going on, and I kind of want to talk about it real quick and or defend some of it, to be quite honest. First, let's get into the coaching staff. Impressed, I'll say it right off the bat, impressed with pretty much everything that Coach Moore has done. I love it. I love the offensive line. I love Kirk Campbell being the offensive coordinator, the Ron Bellamy as wide receiver. I think that's a natural progression right there, obviously, right? Grant Newsom, I forgot to say his name with attached to the offensive line. Obviously, he's going to be a great coach, in my opinion. Come on, everybody thinks that at this point, so I'm not saying anything new or shocking. Wink Martindale, like he said himself, he is the OG of what we do here at Michigan defensively. If that doesn't make you excited and confident that our defense is going to be a bad mother effer, basically our defense is going to be the team equivalent of Shaft. He's a bad mother, shut your mouth. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to, I think, dominate. And it's funny to see what Ohio State has done because, as we all know, Ryan Day does not do well with pressure. And they have put all the pressure on a guy who folds like a cheap suit. It's fantastic. And then Moore goes in and steals Tony Alford from him. It's yummy. It's yummy like a Krispy Kreme donut. It is so good. Like, I love it. I really do love it. Of course, Ohio State's going to be talented, right? But to take their running back coach from him, it is hilarious. And just, you know, Ryan Day is sweating balls right now. It is funny when you see a head coach like Ryan Day potentially hire the man who's going to replace him, which is Chip Kelly. Who in their right mother effing mind hires a head coach who is leaving a toxic program like UCLA is? And UCLA has been a toxic program for a long time. If you know anything about college football, UCLA has been just not a good program for a long time. Chip Kelly, it was not interested in head coaching UCLA. He will always be a head coach. He is biding his time. It is like Caesar hiring Brute to stab it in his mother effing back is what's going on here. Guaranteed, if Ryan Day loses again to Michigan in the shoehorn, Jesus Christ, the horseshoe. You can tell I've had a little bit to drink tonight. It felt like I should say some stuff, so we're just going to do it. A drunken quick hitter. What more could you ask for the off season? But anyways, for the horseshoe, if he loses to Michigan again, twice, to coach Moore. Chip Kelly will just step in as head coach. Ryan Day will be out on his dumb little butt, and it'll be Chip Kelly's program. That was one of the more foolish things I have ever seen a head coach do in my time. I've never seen a hire so dumb. To think that Chip Kelly, who's been a head coach in college and in the NFL, has gotten sick of it. Now listen, we've seen his videos where he's complaining about NIL and all that kind of stuff, which is kind of hypocritical because you say you're sick of NIL, but yet you go to Ohio State that just abuses NIL. So are you really sick of NIL, or are you just tired of UCLA not being able to pull anybody because of NIL? Even with NIL, you couldn't pull anybody really that good. Dante Moore is now gone. Maybe he knew Dante Moore was going to leave. Maybe that's why he left. Who knows? But I'm telling you right now, fucking Ryan Day just hired his replacement. What a moron. Absolute class A moron. And that is so classic. I mean, it's a classic. Well, actually, it's a classic Michigan State thing to do. So I'm kind of shocked that Ohio's doing it. But it's just so yummy. It is so wonderful to see this happen. But getting back to Michigan, Kirk Campbell, offensive coordinator. I think I'm always a year too early on my predictions. Like when I said, Michigan was going to win the national title, I was a year early on it, right? It happened in year 9 instead of year 8. I'm still holding out hope TJ Guy becomes a thing. I really am. TJ Guy, I'm hoping, praying 2024 is the year of TJ Guy. A lot of things I probably get a lot early, but I'm telling you, man, I'm very excited about this. So many good things. Kirk Campbell, when I told you he was going to be something last year, right? He was for the first couple games. And then, you know, the coaching changes and all the things with the suspensions and all that. I think you're going to see if Michigan can get a quarterback that can pass the ball. That is a huge caveat. Huge caveat here. If we can find a guy who can throw the ball, because I know Tuttle's hurt and he'll have an operation that'll take him all the way out till about the spring game or maybe even longer. Not sure, right? So don't know what he's going to be able to do. But if Orji can figure out how to throw the ball, I really kind of compare Orji to Jalen Hurts. I really do. I think there's something to that. Jalen Hurts, when he was with Alabama, couldn't throw the ball to save his life. And if he did, you're like, maybe he can do it, maybe he can't, not really sure, right? That's why they fucking benched him for Tua. Right? He goes to Oklahoma. All of a sudden, the guy learns how to pass the ball. I think Kirk Campbell could be the guy to unlock something in Orji that could get him to Jalen Hurts level. If we get Jalen Hurts Oklahoma level play from Orji, Alex Orji, it's over. It's a wrap for the Big Ten. We're going back to the Big Ten title game, and we're going top two in the playoff. We're going to buy. We're doing the whole thing, right? If Orji can be Jalen Hurt Oklahoma, it's a wrap. And I'm hoping Kirk Campbell can do that. If he can do that, like I said, it's a wrap, son. Done. Over. You have that kind of athletic ability like a Milrow. Then you throw in the quarterback mind that Hurt had and is still having in the NFL. It's done. It's a wrap. So that's the only thing, in my opinion, that's holding everything back or at least giving me some pause with Michigan overall for next season, right? I think the floor is 4 losses, the absolute 4. And I mean, I'm talking about like Tuttle coming in and leading us the whole way, four losses, right? I think no matter what, I really do believe that we're a playoff team no matter what happens next season. With our defense as good as it is, with the OG architect of the defense as our defensive coordinator, too many great things can happen. I really do. I think you can have me quarterback there and we can still get 9 wins, right? Donovan Edwards obviously playing a big part. He has to step up. He cannot do what he did last season. We don't need Donovan Edwards to show up only in big games. We need Donovan Edwards to show up for every game. Very excited about that. Everything. Coach Moore, what he's done with the coaching staff, fantastic. I know that Scruggs, whatever, the defensive line guy, I just got pulled over for an OWI. I don't even know what that means. I don't know. Does it mean anything? Probably. Not sure. I mean, we're all adults here. I'm sure you all either have or know someone who has done something stupid like that. I'm not a fan of it because it might endanger innocent lives. But, hey, whatever it takes, right? I don't know. I'm not there, so I can't pass judgment. I refuse to pass judgment on something I don't know all the facts on. But anyways, 100% A+ for everything Moore's done so far. Now let's get into the NFL draft, and I'll close out with this. You can tell that most normal people have no idea what J.J. McCarthy is like. They don't. They hear what they hear on ESPN. They've watched a handful of plays, and they're like, I know what J.J. McCarthy is. And I'll be honest, that annoys me to my bones. It annoys me. I have been defending J.J. McCarthy from the time we won the national title till now. I have recently gotten into, not arguments because I love the two guys that I've had these conversations with, but vigorous conversations where I'm like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And these guys know football. J.J. McCarthy, I have a comparison that I don't know if most people agree with me, but I'm telling you, go back and watch the highlights of both guys after I say this, and you're going to see what I'm talking about. John Elway. J.J. McCarthy reminds me of a lighter weight John Elway, right? I don't know if he's as tall. I think Elway was like 6'4". Elway was well over 225, I think. J.J.'s like 215. So he's a little slight, right, when it comes to the weight. But watch the way they play football. Watch the way they throw the ball. Look at the fearlessness and how they attack the game of football. Both of them. I mean, it's shocking. John Elway is a dead-on comparison, in my opinion, of who J.J. could be in the right situation, right? John Elway took a bunch of losers. Listen, I grew up in Denver, Colorado, so I know from what I speak. John Elway took a bunch of losers to 3 Super Bowls before he even sniffed a win, right? John Elway and the TCU game that J.J. played reminded me a lot of what John Elway would do in Super Bowls. It's he was doing way too much. He felt too much pressure to put the game on his shoulders. Even though J.J. had way more talent around him than John Elway did in those 3 Super Bowl losses. But watch the way they throw the ball. Their shoulder motion, their throwing motion, it's all very similar. The way they look to pass the ball before run. The way they even run, their lame little shoulder shakes to where they try to think they're shaking people out of their shorts, but they're really not. The way they give up their body for their team, their leadership ability, all of it. Them willing to put the ball in the slightest of windows. The gunslinger mentality of both of them. I am telling you, J.J. McCarthy is the second coming of John Elway. John Elway. If he gets in with the right team, fireworks. And I'll be honest, I don't know what team is going to be the best team for J.J. McCarthy. I'll be honest, the NFL, I have stopped really watching the NFL. Being as diehard as I used to be for the NFL, I'm not that way anymore. So, selfishly, I would love to see him in a Bronco uniform. Absolutely would love it. Since I made the comparison, I would love to see that. But I think the Lions would be a great landing spot for J.J. McCarthy, because Goff has got 1 to 2 more years left in him, right? And then you can move him on. And I think you give J.J. a year or two to look and see how the game is played, put on some weight, right? Learn the game. And with that team, I think J.J. can be incredibly successful. Incredibly successful. Because Amon-Ra kind of reminds me of Roman Wilson. He got a great running game like he did in Michigan. Good offensive line. Maybe upgrade the tight end, you know, get A.J. Barner. I'm telling you, A.J. Barner, or maybe wait a year and get Loveland. You never know. I doubt Loveland will be around for the time that the Lions could grab him. But I'm telling you, J.J. McCarthy is the second coming of John Elway, in my opinion. I may grow to regret this, but I just have that feeling. I was watching highlights of John Elway, and I'm like, God dang, he reminds me of J.J. McCarthy. The other one that I want to touch on quick, and then I'll get out of here. I usually don't like Skip Bayless. I think most of his takes are kind of idiotic or just like for shock value sake. And I don't mind shock value, but give me a good quality reason why it's shock value. This guy just screams because he's an old white man. And it's annoying to me. It really just, he annoys me. But I will give him credit for this. I do really see the comparison he made between Emmitt Smith and Blake Corum. I see it. Blake Corum blocks probably better than Emmitt. They're about the same height. No one knows how to run in between the tackles as well as Blake Corum and Emmitt Smith. I think in a few years, Blake can catch as well or better than Emmitt out of the backfield. Tenacious. He'll try and play hurt just like Emmitt Smith did. There's so much. I really like the comparison. I can see it. I really do, and I can appreciate that. So I know it's been a while since I've posted. I hope this is satisfactory. But once again, even though I haven't done an episode in a while, the last episode keeps getting plays, and it's going up higher and higher, and it's all due to you guys. And I truly appreciate everything you guys do for me. I really do. And I hope you enjoy this episode. Like I said, it's a quick hitter, so I'm not going into too much more. But mark it down. J.J. McCarthy is the second coming of John Elway. Mark it down. Check it, whatever. And also, next season, the year of DJ Guy. I'm calling it. I think I've been calling it for the last 3 years. But next season is the year of TJ Guy. He's got to pop sometime, man. The kid is talented. I swear to God he is. I beg of you, please believe me. But that's it. Come on, guys. It is great to be a Michigan Wolverine right now. It is great. It is great. And hey, before I leave, anybody else annoyed with everybody hyping up Oregon? Oregon. Seriously, Oregon? They couldn't beat Washington twice. And now we've got to be worried about Oregon? They're losing their quarterback. And they think they have the best D tackle in the Big Ten? Suck a fat one, dog. We have the two best D tackles in the country. Not just the Big Ten. The country. I'm done with Oregon. Dan Landing is... I don't know. I kind of like Dan Landing, but still... I don't know. I'm annoyed by him. Does anybody else feel that way? I do. I feel that way right now. Anyways, Oregon annoys me. I'm done with Oregon. Blah. Pfft. It's always, the Big Ten will always be Michigan, Ohio. Always. Let's move on. It's great to be a Michigan Wolverine. And always and forever, guys. Go Blue. Hey, guys. Before we get into this episode, let's go ahead and do some housekeeping. I am on all social media. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Threads, I'm on YouTube, I'm on IG, and I'm on Facebook fan page. You can find me under, if you can't find me anywhere else, just look for the Michigan Football Rant, all right? I think on Instagram, it's Maniac Memes. On Twitter, it's at Maniacs Podcast. But if all else fails, Michigan Football Rant. That's where you can find me, guys. Like and subscribe. Support everything you possibly can. If you guys go to Spotify and or Apple Podcast, rate and review, leave a review, screenshot it, send it to me, and I will then send you stickers and a wristband. I'm working on new stuff, so I can send more stuff out like that. Also, Spotify. I would love to drive my Spotify all the way up to 1,000 followers if I can. That'd be fantastic. We're at like 305 right now. I know it's an aggressive move, but I know you guys can make it. I know you guys can help me get there, right? Just go ahead and follow and then rate the show 5 stars if you want. That'd be greatly appreciated. Just get me in front of as many Michigan fans as possible. Like I say, this show is like sitting down with your friend, your most knowledgeable, passionate Michigan football fan, at a bar and just watching the game. That's what I strive for. You have all these other choices for people to watch, to get all the inside info on recruiting and all this other stuff. I just want you guys to sit back and enjoy roasting, making fun of the other teams, all that kind of stuff. That's why my memes are the best. Get my memes out there. I have plenty of memes. I'm making fun of Notre Dame right now. I've got a few really good Notre Dame memes. Get them out there. Have people enjoy them. I mean, it's just what college football is all about, right? Just sitting back and enjoying the game. Also, there's a new app that I'm a part of. It's called Autograph. That's coming out next week. Next week. I kind of jumped the gun on this one, but it's next week. I will be sending out more referral codes and stuff like that as the app drops into the Apple App Store. Okay, so thank you once again for everything you guys do for me. Now let's get into the show.